Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots, or what is it, the Crusader Christian patriots?
That's right.
Lady Liberty's been going crazy with the Crusader gifts on the Telegram channel. I love it.
Well, you know, it just, good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning.
Welcome to Fired Up Friday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the whole Crusader thing has come up because, that's pretty much, short of President Thomas Jefferson fighting off all the Muslims and beating them in the last Barbary Wars.
Right.
The Crusaders are the only other Christians that have fought off Muslims and won against them over and over and over and big time. And yeah. So, this is just kind of a bringing that back up because we're being invaded by the same darn people. And
it saved Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
From total Islamic domination in Europe. Yeah. So
that's right. And so, they've all, of course, all of the gifts.
They're great.
The gifts that there are so many Crusader gifts that they're hilarious,
Yeah.
And so we're having a blast with those on the channel. But I mean seriously, it kind of embodies, how America needs to be gearing up right now because we're being invaded and we're going to be attacked by the Muslims. This is an international intifada happening right now.
That's what they're literally calling for.
Yep. And I truly believe they're going for the executive branches. I don't think they're going to try to be starting any war with all of, the lower level, just me and you out here, the lower level Americans. I think they're going for the executive branches because
we have evidence to that.
That's right.
Yes.
And so, it only makes sense if you're calling for jihad that the Muslims are going to go after the government and try to unseat the government.
Well, yeah, and they have infiltrated our government in several places, not to mention, the pro-Hamas, what they call a squad, which is really just the Hamas apologists.
The Hamas there. Cheerleaders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But, and also the other day, I saw several Christian pundits and pastors saying they really, respect Biden's statement about supporting Israel. I'm like, don't give him any credit.
Right, exactly.
He has ulterior motives. And
they're funding both sides. And
we're seeing this now. I actually have this. It's the first time I saw a breakdown of what we suspected he was going to be trying to pull when he went over to Israel. Israel must not give Hezbollah a preemptive blow.
Oh boy!
Given a marching order, even though they're being shot at with rockets, like right now as we speak, from Hezbollah in the north, it's forbidden to occupy the Strip, the Gaza Strip. We were warned against harming civilians. Israel was warned against harming civilians. The painstaking efforts that they go through. Yeah. How about warning Hamas not to push civilians out in front of them?
That's
when
right.
They're firing rockets.
Try not to tell them to, prosecute them for the war crime of hiding behind people, using people for human
Absolutely.
Shields.
Absolutely. Schools and mosques and hospitals. Yep. Biden forced the introduction of quote-unquote humanitarian aid and loosened the pressure of the blockade. The U.S. will give $100 million in aid to the Gaza Strip, to the Palestinians, $6 billion. But there's strings attached. None of it can go to Hamas. Oh yeah, right. We see what a great accounting that they've done with the money that they've spent to Ukraine. Matter of fact, some of the weapons that Hamas used for their initial attack on October 7th were weapons bought from Ukraine.
Exactly.
On the black market. Anyway, the administration will continue to claim that there's no direct evidence of Iranian involvement in the attack.
Right.
And there's more.
Yeah, right.
So
we've got a whole bunch to get to after the break.
Enough to be fired up about, I'll tell you that.
Without a doubt.
Well, Well, let's get to the word of the day, Lady Liberty.
That's
what
right.
do we
the,
have
the best,
today?
The best part of everything is yeah, always in the word of the day.
Be grounded in his word.
In his word in general. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 52, which it's very short. It's only 9 verses. And so it reads under the title, The End of the Wicked and the Peace of the Godly. Woohoo! Can I get 3 cheers for that? No kidding. It reads, Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. And that's it.
Good. Good
Isn't
one.
Isn't that just wonderful? That's like, yes. That's like, you know, music to your ears.
Sure is.
Because
especially in this time.
No kidding. Because, you know, even just that they say, the righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, Here's the man who did not make God his strength,
yep,
but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. That is exactly what we're looking at right now, especially with all the lying and the deceiving. And it doesn't matter because it says right there in verse 5, God shall likewise destroy you forever.
Yep.
And that he shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living.
That's what we're seeing right now. And this is just phase one.
Well, and that's the thing. People are failing to understand the heavy weight of a lie and that lying is going to yield. This verse 5, God shall likewise destroy you forever.
Yeah.
It says plainly in Revelation, right in the very last chapters, that liars have no place with him in heaven.
Right. That's
none.
Right.
So the liars, the cowards, there's a whole list of them. And so it's very, very brazen and, well, ignorant for all of these people thinking that they're prospering by stealing all of the wealth from this nation, by lying to all of the people in order to rob us all blind.
Right.
They think that they're prospering when in fact they're digging themselves a deeper and deeper pit.
Yep. They're going to be snatched, plucked right out of their wealth. They're going to lose
right.
it all.
That's right. Plucked right away, like, plucked right out of their dwelling place and uprooted from the land of the living.
Yep.
That should be terrifying to everybody that is behaving in that manner and doing those things, thinking that they're winning.
Yes.
You know, they deceive us, but truly they are the ones who are deceived. They think that they are prospering when in fact they're digging their own grave.
That's right.
It's interesting to see that. And it's also, it's nice to see what the Word of God says about that behavior too.
Yeah.
That it's not just going to go tolerated just because they're not getting spanked every day that they get home from school for behaving badly doesn't mean God isn't keeping careful record.
That's right. And it's all being saved up for when he decides it's time.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, good one. That's a good word. And what was the scripture for there?
Okay, so that address? Again was Psalm 52.
Psalm 52. All of 52.
The whole thing, 1-9.
There we go. That should be easy enough to remember.
Yep.
All right, well, good deal. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break a little bit early. We've got a lot of stuff lined up for the second half of the show. So stick around on this awesome Fired Up Friday. I don't have a sound effect for Fired Up Friday.
I know. Does anybody have any ideas?
I was thinking
for our sound department.
Yeah, I was thinking. But to just fall short. So
yeah, fired up. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Get some input from some people, maybe.
All right. Well, let's take that break. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, helping to keep your website safe and secure and on the web all the time. Great folks. Christian Patriot owned right here in the American Redoubt. And the website is tlcwebhosting.com. This is The Morning Commute. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
Certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department and its components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike. This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. And I think we may have found our Fired Up Friday
sound effects. That's right.
Yeah. So, Lady Liberty.
Well, yes, considering the fact that now we're into this new era of preparing to fight off our Muslim invaders and taking on the whole crusader thing with swords and helmets and whatnot. So here's our best choice so far, and welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
There, how's that for you, crusading Christians?
Crusading Christian patriots.
That's right.
That's awesome. So cool. Well, you know, hey.
A little clip from A Knight's Tale.
That's right. And Jews aren't the only ones that can have fun. You know, Christians can have a little fun also.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, despite You've got to have a sense of humor in this day and age, I'll tell you.
You're not kidding. Well, yeah. You know, it's funny because somebody on our channel posted something cool about, you know, we've got all of these things happening, lists like 15 major atrocities happening.
Right.
And yet here's the Christian remnant going, these are the days we're living in, like, yeah. Hooray, you know.
These are awesome days or something like that. It was like, these are amazing days. Yeah.
That's right. Because where we're looking towards is that just means we're getting ever closer to the Lord's return.
Oh, absolutely. And look at the scripture that you just read out of Psalm, right, you know, in segment one. It's the wicked are going to get theirs. He's going to pluck them up
from
the land that they're in, and he's going to uphold the righteous. Our defender is coming.
He's going to destroy them forever, he says.
Yep.
So, well, you know, it's fitting for the Knight's Tale right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a funny movie.
That's a classic. Well, so in getting to what we've really been talking about with all of these news updates, something happened just a day or two ago that is extremely important in the timeline of events, and especially when we're talking about who is going to be the Antichrist. You know, we will not know until we're raptured, right? But it's still fun to speculate because we're watching all these events unfold as it says and prophesies in the Bible.
Yes.
And so we know what to kind of look for in general terms.
That's
you know?
Right.
And so we're describing, well, what good could it possibly be to have Biden going over there and funding both sides of the fight, right?
Just absolutely.
And I said, well, I think it's not necessarily him that is pushing to go over there and fund both sides, but probably Xi from China. That was my speculation, that it's likely him. And
they are making some inroads there with Egypt and Saudi Arabia and several of them.
Right, exactly. So this update that came up just yesterday was Chinese President Xi Jinping. We call him President 11, Gramsci Cow. Taiwan calls him Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
Winnie the Pooh told Egypt's prime minister on Thursday that their countries should work together to bring more stability to the Middle East as the Israel-Hamas war casts a shadow over the region. That's a stunning development.
Yes, it is.
Because, as you know, Xi has been jealous of Trump and his strength, being the leader of the greatest nation in the world. And so Xi has always been jealous of him, and especially of his claim to having this great gift with the art of the deal.
Yes,
right?
The great negotiator.
And
it's true.
And so he made the statement earlier this year that, you know, Xi made the statement that he was going to go in and negotiate a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. And yet that never happened.
Right.
And so you could just imagine he may have felt like he failed. And so now I believe he's hiding behind Biden, and that he's going to try to negotiate this peace deal that we're expecting to see come up pretty soon in the Bible.
Well, isn't it amazing too that this, you know, 200 million man army, many people suspect that is talking about China in prophecy,
right?
Who will be coming up against Israel, you know, and
that's right.
God's going to, you know, wipe them out. But just wow, just. We're watching prophecy unfold. These are the gritty details of prophecy being fulfilled and unfolding.
Exactly. The details that we don't really want to be so familiar with, because this is basically Ezekiel 38 war once Turkey gets involved. Then you've got all the components for 38.
Right.
And so it's just interesting to see this unfold. And also the whole premise behind why would you fund both sides? And it struck me that, well, first of all, the United Nations sees all three religions as unsustainable. They want to see them all gone anyway.
That's right.
Xi would like to see them all gone because they just want the resources. They'd be super happy if all of the quote-unquote religious annoyances were out of their way.
Absolutely. President 11 has no use for Jews or Israel whatsoever.
Or Muslims.
They are torturing and persecuting Christians all across China.
That's right.
And they are also persecuting Muslims. The Uyghurs. They enslave them, they torture them,
they imprison them,
they kill them.
Yep.
And so this is the perfect setup for being right there in the mix to help wipe out all of the Abrahamic religions.
Exactly. And we already know that Russia had a really huge problem with Israel being willing to side with Greece and also with the EU on their natural gas resources.
Right.
And so as soon as Russia heard that, they went, well, wait just a minute. You can't compete with us for natural gas. And so, as soon as that came onto the scene, that whole natural gas ability
just
from
made
Israel.
Russia an enemy.
Yep,
and Russia
right.
just flew plane loads of relief into
Gaza.
To the Palestinians.
That's right.
So they're picking sides. People are picking sides and getting on one side of the fence or the other.
Right. And it looks so far like Russia and China are the leaders at trying to wipe out everybody there, and people, everybody else is just getting dragged along behind their little strategic truck that they're driving around the world right now.
Strategic prophetic truck.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Wow. Very interesting. Now we also have infiltration, like we kind of alluded to in segment one, right in our own government at the executive level.
Right.
Infiltration.
Yep.
Potentially, a lot of fears are that intelligence is being potentially filtered over to Iran.
Yep.
As far as our, you know, our strategic planning. And of course, they just had Christopher Wray sitting in Israel's main war room planning, and then Biden was in there as well.
Right. Well,
that's, I don't understand that.
Gets a little nutty. And Kash Patel starts to clear some of this up in this clip that we have here that we can play for you. Listen to what he has to say and how well he describes what this situation is.
The intelligence decisions by the Biden administration reprioritizing away from the southern border, away from terrorists, away from Iran, away from China. Do you know who they're being made by? There's one individual in the White House National Security Shop, head of intelligence programs. His name is Maher Batar. Maher Batar. Yes, remember that name. He is solely responsible for prioritizing what collection efforts on intelligence or tier 1, 2, 3, and 4 for President Biden. Why is this guy's name important? Well, one, he used to work for Samantha Powers, but let's put that aside in the United Nations. Two, we just found a photo of Maher Batar recently wearing Palestinian garb, raising a hand behind a picture that said, "We want Jewish apartheid." This is the guy in charge of intelligence operations for the United States of America. That's step one. Step two, Robert Malley, Biden's number one envoy, the guy that's supposed to be keeping us out of war in Iran, had his clearance, security clearance, suspended by Chris Wray's FBI, of all people, just 2 months ago. You got to ask why. They won't publicly release it. Well, let me tell you why. Because a individual named Ariane Tabatabe, who, by the way, is currently running our Special Operations Office at the Department of Defense, was installed there by Robert Malley. Yes, the former presidential envoy to Iran installed this Iranian national to that position in DOD. And do you know what she did in 2014? She emailed the prime minister's office in Iran, the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, and asked for permission as a U.S. citizen to take a trip on behalf of the U.S. government. This individual is still employed at the Department of Defense as the Assistant Chief of Staff for the Special Operations Office. The Iranian regime has infiltrated the Biden administration. We have to find out why Robert Malley got booted. We know this has to do with this lady in part, but do you think Chris Wray's FBI would suspend his security clearance and remove him from his post if it wasn't something totally cataclysmic?
That is beyond alarming.
Oh, to say the least. Ariane Teletubby, Special Operations Office in the Department of Defense. She's an Iranian. She's an Iranian working for our Department of Defense. And she was put there by another Iranian working in our government.
Right. And now we've got, $6 billion going to Iran for this ransom. More money going to the Palestinians. And this regime, the Biden regime, is claiming that there's no direct evidence showing Iran's support for Hamas or any of these others.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
I'm like, are you, that's not even.
Sure, if you're deaf, dumb, and blind.
That's not, yeah, exactly. You know what you're doing then, and it's just a lie. It is a lie to put out that there's no direct intelligence or evidence of Iranians directly supporting these guys. They see it every day.
And to think that they think people will believe that. That's outrageous.
I know.
It says here, from the war room, they're describing how suspicion surrounds the ex-Iran envoy, Rob Malley, after the Israel attack, saying it could be the worst State Department scandal ever, especially involving the DOD. It says Rob Malley deserves extensive scrutiny yesterday, today, and tomorrow, says Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, who told the New York Post after the Wall Street Journal reported that officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps planned and signed off on this weekend's atrocity that killed at least 900. And so that, if you don't think that they're coming for our executive positions, whole executive branch.
They're already
system,
in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're there, they're functioning, and now here comes the rest of their support troops.
Right, exactly. yeah, this is so disturbing to hear. But then again, I mean, when you put all the other pieces together, like what they're doing to this on the southern border, you have U.S. intelligence personnel that are expressing great concern about the Chinese special forces and other intelligence agents that are coming into the United States, flooding across at least, 160 countries, multiple countries of interest, or I should say immigrants, persons of interest coming from Iran, from Kazakhstan, from Afghanistan, and Egypt and Yemen and all of these others, that those are the ones that have just been captured. That doesn't even account for all the other gotaways.
Right, which that's right.
You know, so there's thousands of them here. And this regime is complicit in it.
Oh, definitely.
There's no way around it.
Right. Well, and I have a report here about all of the new illegal immigrants that are flooding over our border. It says here 27 migrants from Syria were apprehended in the Tucson sector last week, compared to 21 in the same sector for the entire month of September. Sources confirm more than 76,000 illegal immigrants from special interest countries entered the U.S. in fiscal year 23, which just ended last month. 76,000 of them.
Wow.
And so CBP confirms that more than 18,000 illegal immigrants successfully evaded law enforcement in the first 16 days of fiscal year 24.
Let's arm up, Christian patriots.
No kidding.
Be prepared to defend life, to defend your country and our existence.
Exactly.
Really. You know, this is just going to keep growing. We've got a massive amount of military already in the Middle East. Other
That's
players
right.
now are talking about getting involved. And Iran just alluded to that, stating that other players are likely going to be getting involved. And that's after a meeting with China, Russia, and several others.
That's right. And here that leaves us sitting ducks with no military, no resources, nobody to defend us, while 76,000 of them come over here.
That's right. Well, you guys have a blessed weekend. Be safe. Clean your weapon and make sure your magazines are topped off. And be in prayer. Be in the Word. Pray for peace, but be prepared to defend.
That's right. Well, you all have a frosty, fired up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.